Oops, looks like I forgot to put the Clockwork Orange clip into that last clip show. Apologies for that. I'm just full of apologies these days, aren't I? But anyways, here it is. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Two Guys, a Movie and a Podcast, where every week we mine the cavernous depths of Netflix to find those gems that might otherwise go unwatched or even worse, unnoticed. My name's Tyler. You can call me T. I don't really care one way or another.
As always, I'm Malcolm. You can call me Mac, but I don't really care.
This week we're talking about one of my favorite movies.
Yuck.
The 1971 Stanley Kubrick epic, A Clockwork Orange. It has a runtime of 2 hours and 16 minutes. An IMDb rating of 8.3 out of roughly, and that's with roughly 690,000 ratings. A Metacritic score of 80 with 18 critics' reviews. And I'm just like, I cannot think straight. Oh, the movie got to me, I guess. All right. We're going to go ahead and read the synopsis here. This synopsis is coming from IMDb because I'm too lazy to open up Netflix, and it's a perfectly good synopsis anyways. In the future, a sadistic gang leader is imprisoned and volunteers for a conduct aversion experiment, but it doesn't go as planned.
I actually like that one better than the Netflix one.
Yeah? I don't even know what the Netflix one said.
I'm not okay, lazy.
So now...
Because, I mean, that one explains it. Or, not explains it, but, oh, God, I'm not signed in. Right, I'm not going through all that.
Fair enough. If any listeners out there want the Netflix synopsis, by all means, you can go check it right before you watch it, because it's an awesome movie. All right, this movie stars Malcolm McDowell. He's pretty much the only person you need to know in it. Everyone else seems to have far smaller parts.
Right. And he's like the most notable one.
He is the most notable. And he's probably got the longest career out of anybody in the movie. I mean, I looked into his IMDb filmography and boy, he's like everywhere.
Right.
He's got like 200 and some movies under his belt. Well, movies and TV shows and stuff, so. All right. Let's just go ahead get into this, Mac. What are your general spoiler-free thoughts on this masterpiece?
I thought it was garbage.
You thought it was garbage?
Utter garbage.
Good. Good.
I watched this. I woke up at 9 o'clock. I sat down in the recliner. I was like, okay, I'm going to watch this movie. And right at the beginning, I was like... What? Yeah, like there's absolutely nothing I liked about it. Like I didn't think, I sat there with a straight face the entire time.
Fair enough.
I didn't crack a smile, especially like with everything going on. I was like, oh, they're raping this lady. I didn't even recognize Malcolm McDowell.
Okay.
Like I didn't. I guess I've seen him, like, what he looks like now.
Right.
And without all his facial hair, it doesn't even look like
right.
It to me. I'm going to give it a 1.
Fair enough.
I'm going to give it a solid 1. I don't think it was just anything I could get into.
Right, right.
And I feel like if I did get into it, then I'm some sort of freak. So... Yeah, it just, not for me.
All right, fair enough. As we know, I picked this out of reverse spite because you made me watch Gran Torino, and I felt the need to kind of troll you back. And I know, I've seen Clockwork Orange many a time, and I enjoy it every time I see it. But I knew that it is an acquired taste. The definition of an acquired taste. You have to learn You, not only do you have to learn to like the movie, you have to be willing to learn to like the movie. And I knew that Max's first viewing, Max's only viewing, was not going to go over well.
This, for me, made Tucker and Dale versus Evil like an 8. What did I give that?
I think a 4. Oh. I think you were pretty low on Tucker and Dale. You could actually pull that up real quick. I'm too lazy to pull up
Netflix. We're just so lazy.
I'm too lazy to pull up Netflix, but I'm not too lazy to open up the episode list. Let's see, Tucker and Dale, you gave a 2. Yeah, you gave a 2. At the time, that was our lowest rated thing.
From both of us?
Yes, from both of us. I had never reached a 2.
Oh, okay.
As above, so below is a 3 for me. I give this movie an 8. I love Clockwork Orange. And I suppose that's a perfect transition into my review of it.
Yes.
The only reason I don't give it a 10 or a 9 even is because it does not age particularly well. It's from the 70s. It looks like it's from the 70s. I like a lot of the costumes in the movie. But there are some costumes that are just so distinctly 70s that I just can't get behind. Like, his mom wears this weird plasticky looking. It looks like she's wearing like a fruit roll-up dress. And she's got crazy purple hair and like weird boots and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is like the most distracting thing. And the movie itself just kind of has like a weird 70s texture to it. Everything just, it looks old. Just like I said, just doesn't age super well. So that's like part of that's most of the reason. I don't feel like it's like, I mean, because you can watch an old movie and be like, wow, this ages really well. And the story a lot of times is kind of timeless and it still works. Clockwork Orange, I think the story itself is relatively timeless. It feels like a Twilight Zone episode or a Black Mirror episode, if you're familiar with Black Mirror.
No.
It's like the Twilight Zone, only it's like all tech.
Okay.
So, and they all have like weird moral and ethical problems. Like, it'll make you hate. Like, if you watch Black Mirror from start to finish, it will make you hate yourself for even looking at your phone or thinking about anything technological. It makes you feel terrible. But and like, not that the story's like super is about like crazy technology. It's just that it's like the idea behind their. Behind their fixing of criminals
mm-hmm.
is very Black Mirror-ish, where it's kind of does the ends justify the means? Is it okay to put a prisoner under all the stuff, you know, put through all the stuff that happens in this movie if it makes him a better person?
Right.
And would it really make him a better person? What would it mean for society? I mean, this movie's got like crazy amounts of themes. Which is part of, you know, when we were talking about Gran Torino, I talk about how that movie had so many things that it tried to get, like it was Oscar baity,
mm-hmm.
but it had so many things that it wanted to make you think about and feel, like it had like the religion aspect, it had the American aspect, it had the veteran thing, the racism thing, it had all this crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Clockwork Orange. Same kind of thing. It's got a million different messages to it. And while it doesn't bother me quite so much as it did in Gran Torino, it still bothers me a little bit. It's about prison reform. It's about society in general. It's about what violence does to a person. It's got religious stuff in it. It's got all sorts of crazy things in it. It's got a lot going for it. Somehow, to me, it feels more focused than Gran Torino did. as far as all of its weird topics, they all seem to be tied together a little bit more. I enjoy the acting, mostly from Malcolm McDowell.
Oh, there you have it. That was Clockwork Orange. My thoughts, Mac's thoughts, Mac's thoughts, my thoughts. All our thoughts. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, Red Sea Diving Resort is coming up next week.